Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Fun!
While
Fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
Fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
Fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care, and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, radio audience. The industrial side of me. We're investing industrial noise and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights right here on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
I can listen to them and go, this is really cool stuff. And people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will. This is really cool stuff, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will.
Probably the closest to my heart.
Good morning. Well, actually, I'm used to saying that because I'm usually on in the wee hours of the morning, but technically it's still perfectly acceptable evening hours. Why, my mother's probably still up. Hello and welcome to an extended edition of the Vampire's Ball here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you're tuning in, hoping to hear Jason with Shake a Tail Feather, great soul music, Motown, R&B, etc., Jace is on vacation this week, and I offered to fill in the time, although I gave him a warning. I said, I like the stuff you play. I think it sounds great. I am not qualified. I have no clue what I would be doing. So I sort of said what I'd end up doing would be an extended Vampire's Ball, and he was cool with that, and I hope you will be too. So next week, more Shake a Tail Feather. In the meantime, this week, an extra long edition of The Vampire's Ball. So, one thing I did decide to borrow from Jason in terms of his show format is he often does themes and threads through weaving his way through different connections within his genres and things like the best of a given year for Motown or the best of a given year for R&B, etc. He also does album features and all that, which of course is no news to any of his listeners right now, if you're still tuned in. So I thought I would borrow a hint from that. But mine is extremely basic. I was making a joke earlier this week with a friend of mine about, the A to Z of industrial music. I thought, why not? I don't think I've got quite all of the letters covered, and some are overrepresented. For example, S, you've got Skinny Puppy, Severed Head, Smursh. Well, you've got hundreds of bands, actually. We'll only be hearing a couple of those. So technically, it's not A to Z. It's Amduja to Zeromancer and tons of stuff in between. I don't know that I'll actually get through it all this week, but what the heck, let's start. So, speaking of Amduja, they will be up first up, and I'm going to play three tracks off of Madness and Abyss. And it's an abyss, not an abysk. Trying to garble that plus disc one in the same mouthful. So the tracks we will hear to start off are, when it comes up, got something strange with my little display. Okay, well, it decided to not take my program that I'm putting in, but I can tell you we will be hearing Kill Ink, or Kill Ink Motherfuckers. So I guess I should give a language warning because I'm not in the safe harbor hours as I normally am. We will also hear, this is actually kind of acting weird. Let me keep talking while I moved that disc to a different CD player that will play by my rules. And for anyone who's not familiar with the Vampire's Ball, the ongoing war with CD player number 2 continues. Regular listeners probably do know what I'm whining about. So, we will hear Kill Ink, Motherfuckers. We will hear Madness and Abyss, the title track of this album. And I think we will also hear Ashes of Betrayal. And CD player 3 plays nice with me. Okay, so without further blah blah blah, here's a little Amdusia, Madness in Abyss. You're listening to the Vampire's Ball on CIT Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Let's go. insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or decency as a human being. I am going to get on the plane and come out there for the day just to straighten your ass out. You rude, thoughtless little bitch.
Сущность. such goodness their facts at other weeks and all if one of them is.
You do good man. The Calgary Folk Music Festival is 4 days of 68 artists from 14 countries. Artists: Avid Brothers, Star, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, Timber Tamper, Obijou, Man Man, Konono No. 1, and DJ Logic. Even more than that, July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you to Nerdville. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com on your computer machine. Can I go now?
Can I go now? Were we holding him hostage? I guess that's what you kind of call a very strange transition. But anyways, Calgary Folk Fest, it'll actually probably be fairly interesting. Even despite the kind of music that I play, I have heard many, many things that have always almost gotten me to go to the Vancouver Folk Fest here in Vancouver. It's always just, I always seem to be working or whatever, but sounds like it'd be an interesting event. You certainly won't see Amduja at any events anytime soon. One of the brothers, Amduja Edgar, unfortunately passed not that long ago. I'm sure his brother will probably be continuing on with different artistic pursuits. That's always the way. That's what we do. So Amduja from Madness in Abyss, Ashes of Betrayal before that, the title track, and Kill Ink, Motherfuckers. Next we're in my little A to Z, goofy little theme of the night. We hit the letter B. There, of course, are many other A bands, you know, Iria and all that, but I wanted to get to Borghesia as fast as I possibly could, so I am. From Escorts and Models, two tracks off of, I think this is, yeah, side B. It's either one or the other now, isn't it? Tracks I'm going to play will be Beat and Scream and then Forgot. So, Amduja. Oh, man. It's too early in the evening for me. See, that's the problem. My brain starts working at midnight. Borghesia. They kind of rhyme, actually. Not Amduja, Borghesia. And it's time for our little station ID, so I will point out that you are listening to the Vampire's Ball Extended Edition. Normally, you would be listening to Shake a Tail Feather with Jason, but he is on vacation this week, so I'm taking over his time. Not really filling in for him, because I'm not playing his format. This is on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. If you're in Vancouver, just twiddling the knob going, what is this? And the rest of you are probably listening online via CITR.ca. Or maybe you're listening via podcast. That's possible, too. In which case, you're probably one of my regular listeners going, why do you keep talking about this other show? anyways, and why are there three parts of this week's podcast? Blah, 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 blah. How about I be quiet and play you some Borghesia? Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
I care for my slave. Sometimes I even feed him. Let's go.
Borghesia from Escorts and Models. That would be side B, or the bottoms side of the album. Beat and Scream was the first track there, and then Forgot. I'm now going to move on. Next letter in our theme. That will be Cabaret. Well, the letter will be C, and there's a few bands we'll hear on this little chunk of the sojourn through. First up will be Cabaret Voltaire from Drinking Gasoline, which was essentially a double 45, well, double 12-inch, 45 RPM single. The extended dance mix is the track that we will hear. Will be, I guess, side four, it would have been. And the title is Ghost Talk.
Out. all the signs.
Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Cabaret Voltaire from Drinking Gasoline. That track was Ghost Talk. Next up, I think it's time for a little Chem Lab, of course. Now, I realize I'm also going to play Kevin Key. You could put that under K. I'm putting it under C as per his spelling. And technically, I guess that would come before Chem Lab, but screw it. Sonically, it doesn't. I think Chem Lab belongs right after Cabaret Voltaire. So, from the 10-ton pressure EP, I'm going to play side A, which is Filament, and also a track called I Still Bleed. You're listening to The Vampire's Ball on CITR, and as I mentioned at the head of the show, it's an extended version. Shake a Tail Feather will be back next week.
We'll be right back. wrong?
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Chem Lab from 10 Ton Pressure, that's the 12-inch EP of theirs from 1990 or so. Filament and I Still Bleed. Next, I'm going to play a little bit, as I mentioned, I'll play some Kevin Key from one of his solo albums, The Ghost in Each Room. I'm going to play two tracks again, and they will be Horopter and Aphasia. Thank you. Kevin Key from The Ghost in Each Room. Those two tracks were Aphasia and Horopter. Another project of Kevin Key moves into the D section, and that would be Doting Thomas. Well, actually, we'll hear a couple of projects of Kevin's in this segment. But first up, how about the extended version of Father Don't Cry, which was a track by a band. Well, primarily the project was Kevin and Dwayne Gattell, and that would, of course, be Doting Thomas, assisted by, well, Dave Ogilvie was engineering and producing, and I think there were some different guest artists helping out as well, but I think Father Don't Cry was originally on an EP of the same name, but I have the 20th anniversary, or pardon me, special edition 20-year anniversary version of The Infidel, which this is the first track on the extra CD, the second CD. So let's hear it.
Thank you. satisfy it. Fight it, and the blood of a thousand men and women was spilled within its walls. Limbs twisted and broken, eyes gouged from bloody sockets.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in Kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Banyan Books, Baru Cafe, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Grindhouse Video, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Roy's Clothing and Shoes, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Spank Shoes, and Spank Clothing, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Be happy.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
All right.
More specifically, you are listening to an extended edition of The Vampire's Ball on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This would normally be about the time when Jason would be doing his sign-off for Shake a Tail Feather, so I'm going to assume that this is roughly, possibly... Actually, it's probably a little early for when my regular listeners for The Vampire's Ball would be tuning in. But hey, I did mention last week's show it would be extended, and that's what's happened. So you're listening to The Vampire's Ball, and I am taking a hint from the way that Jason is always so much better organized than me, and he always has his album specials and his... you know, these were the number one R&B hits in 1969 type of threads that he pulls across the show. I didn't quite do that, but I figured, based on sort of joking around with a friend of mine, I would do the A to Z of industrial. Obviously, leaving out many, many names just by the virtue of the fact that these were the names that I pulled off the top of my head. And I'll probably wake up tomorrow and go, oh my god, I miss so-and-so. But anyways, so that was Downing Thomas, Father Don't Cry, the extended version off of, in this case, the 20th anniversary edition of The Infidel, Disc 2, but also, some of you probably have the original release, and I am jealous, and that would have been the Father Don't Cry EP. Oh well. What we're going to hear next... it's a little download from Effector. I'm going to play two tracks. They will be Muscaria and Two Worlds Collide. And that then will be the end of part one of this week's podcast. If you're listening via podcast, if you care. And then I'll come on and do my little intro for part two. So, enough blah, blah, blah. Here is Download.
Thank you. Next day. Close.